Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, I think a lot of people, too, because we're so used to editing out all the ums and us or whatever. And then when we say those things, it's like, oh, shoot, I said that. This is going to be more work on the back end. So now I'm going to start over. But it's like, wow. I could have just left that in, you know?
Oh, so, I never thought about that.
So you're aware of that when you're talking?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know when I say like a lot, like I said it right there, you know? It's a vocal tick.
A vocal tick.
Pony, I don't want to just tear you down.
That's
I want to
okay.
help build you up.
I get that. Look,
right?
I showed him a picture of a funny thing, and he said, let's do this. I just kind of came out of nowhere.
Went with my gut. Not always great.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, first off, this is probably a non-issue, but they're rebuilding the concrete wall at the CVS parking lot that gets knocked down every time they rebuild it.
Yes.
And so if you hear the murmuring of a circular saw, it is because they are they're cutting concrete
they're
outside.
They're doing the opposite of the Berlin Wall.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
But you know, it is... Do you remember in Friends when something would happen to like the naked guy and they'd all run over to the window to watch?
Yeah, like he's back.
Yeah, he's back. So this is what happens downstairs on the second floor of Podcast Village.
Yeah.
Whenever a truck tries to make a delivery to CVS and they have to back into this 6-foot wide alley, everyone runs to the window and they all want one thing. They want him to hit the wall.
Or if you're were here last week, as I wasn't, I heard our friend Marcus parked a scooter in the wrong place and the truck ran into that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
He changed his name to Parkus.
Always fun. By the way, these scooter people, they'll find you. The last one to use it will usually get charged.
It was the fastest setup to result story that I had seen in years because I came downstairs.
You have to explain, not everybody in our listening audience has these scooters.
Well, if you don't live a urban metropolitan lifestyle as I do.
He's forced to do it.
This
he
is such a lie. This
people.
Is such
he
a
lie. He doesn't want to do it at all. He comes to work.
But in Washington, D.C., that you can download an app where you can find a scooter that are randomly placed around the city, sign in, pay, and zip and you're gone. Bob's your uncle, right? So
I hate that term.
I come downstairs.
It makes no sense.
Okay, so
Bob's your uncle makes no sense.
It would to my cousin Mark.
Yeah, how old is Mark?
Mark is 27, but Bob is his uncle.
Oh, God.
So anyway, I go downstairs to the second floor, and the first thing I hear is Maddie saying, Marcus has been approved, but I haven't been approved. We're all going to ride motorcycles. Yeah. And I'm like, huzzah, was what? I mean, what did I miss? How did I miss this? And so then 2 minutes pass, and all the PV boys are going outside, and then we all go to the window, and we watch Marcus get on a scooter. And before you know when you're like advancing a scooter and you sort of straddle it because you have to make it stay upright back at your feet.
Any
on either
kid
side.
That ever had any sort of motor skills could ride a Razor scooter when we were kids. It's something that has to do with balance. But now look, Mother Technology's come through and said, I'm going to self-balance you as you're rappelling ahead.
And so between 90 seconds to 2 minutes after I first found out this was even transpiring, we're looking at the window. He bobbles foot to foot to foot into a Toyota Corolla.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Right away. And then the most fascinating thing, Joel walks away because he doesn't want to be any part of it.
He's a smart one. You break it, you buy it. I'm not sticking around for you. First, the gentleman we're talking about is in his 30s.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
Our other colleague, Joel, is, I think, 19, if I'm not mistaken.
I think yesterday might have been his birthday.
He's 20. He might be 20.
Right.
Who knows? If you see a 30-plus-year-old, a grown man, run a rented scooter into a Toyota Corolla, I'm the 20-year-old, the 19-year-old me walks away because I've clearly been led astray by the wrong man.
And the best part is after he lays the scooter down, I look out and Josue, another one of our editors who stuck around, picked up a piece of something. And so we're all on the second floor saying, is that scooter or is that Corolla?
Look.
We don't know.
Damage.
Damage. Let him speak. He has the conch.
This is why people hate the city.
Yeah, it truly is.
This is why people hate owning cars in the city. This is why the scooters are going away for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
This is why. But if I'm not mistaken, The way I hear it.
There were no injuries.
No injuries, except for the scooter.
That's right.
Because, not because of that impact, because of where they placed it when it was done.
Right.
Which was if somewhere near the vicinity of what is the Bermuda Triangle of this block.
Right.
That says, if a big truck wants to make a delivery, which we don't have here.
Because
you know what they do? They drop it on the corner of the street, and then six or seven people walk, and then walk it up the street. Right. Walk it up the stairs, right?
Exactly.
He has this huge console. We had a moving company bring it in.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Hide to hire somebody.
Yeah.
So most of these establishments don't have that.
Right.
Not just this building. Around the entire building, there's maybe one loading dock on the city block.
No, you to load, like, I mean, a CVS. We got a CVS across the street. This is
they
no
double
secret.
Park the 18-wheeler.
On a one-way street in the city next to a major artery. They shut things down so they can get a case of Spindrift.
And just picture this. You have friends with scooters that don't know how to ride scooters.
Right.
They're done with their scooter adventure because now it's time to go back to work.
Uh-huh.
And then they decide if they want to either place it back onto what would be a low traffic area or a high traffic area.
Well, they're going to do what's convenient, as they always do.
And that screams of, you know, let's just get out of this accident zone and move on with our lives.
Right.
I hear that one of our senior editors had to call everybody in, like, Mom, get in here, because everybody's getting get hurt.
The quote was, I realize it feels like springtime, but let's not lose our mind. Because it was one of those rare February days that was like around 60 degrees.
I saw this.
Is why we're killing all the Toyotas.
So, not moments later, a truck comes by and just destroys the scooter.
Boom, gone. Yeah.
And so white powder goes everywhere. And we don't know why this white powder's there. And we don't know if
not the 80s.
If Marcus is actually to blame for this. I'm going to say yes, just off principle.
Right.
Because he's the last one to use it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never heard of such a recovery team getting put out into the world as soon as the scooter goes awry.
Mm.
Because if you live in these metropolitan areas, most of them are left for dead.
A bustling urban area.
You, if you're in LA and you don't have to stand 6 feet away from someone because you just happen to live there now,
right?
you know that these things are like dead rats that's just sitting on the sidewalk at any moment.
Yep.
But not these guys, because the big guys that look like motorcycles, they're worth more.
Yes.
So they have some sort of recovery team, search and recovery.
And then you see the occasional video of when they're like moving them around the cities and picking them up and dropping them off.
Yeah.
They're throwing them like bags of flour. Just boom, here's one, boom, here's one.
So this is an ode to our block overall.
And I think the only the wall, you know, God bless the wall. We're going to make them pay for it.
Yes.
I think that once the wall is repaired and up, and I think the only business on this block that should be able to use that narrow alley is the funeral home.
And
because
residents.
Residents, of course.
Have you seen that hearse take that corner?
Yes.
They're almost hitting the wall.
Well, they see the thing. Well, they right place for it. But
it's one way.
That's all. But the thing is, I mean, I don't mind if I see someone like bringing bread in and out of the front of the subway. I can deal with that. I don't want to see coffins coming in and out of Wisconsin Avenue.
No.
Let's have a little bit of a more secret, a Spike Lee-like entrance for the funeral home.
It's it's a nice game to play if you're just like in I would say later afternoon.
Yeah, you can take a peek out there.
Like, is that a Wingo's delivery or is that someone that works at the mortuary?
Yeah. When I delivered furniture.
Reminds you of immortality.
It does. Well,
I better edit this down. I don't got much time.
So does Marcus.
Poor guy.
I know. When I was delivering furniture, we had a sofa.
Did you ever deliver a dead man's desk?
No. Just had to coordinate that.
Okay.
Yeah. But we did deliver some furniture. I believe it was a sofa and a chair to a family that was known for owning a bargain funeral business.
Mm.
I mean, if you did, it was no frills. And they asked if we could take the old sofa behind their garage. And as a courtesy, we usually did that. And so we did that. And there was a barrel, like you would see almost like a traffic marking barrel, big blue plastic barrel that just said embalming fluid, flammable.
Gross.
And I said, okay, so the things
where
we
do
don't
you drop that.
I didn't touch that.
No.
But that's again, that's
that
something.
That doesn't go in the Montgomery County recycling facility.
No. This is something you'd have to call the we take junk for you.
No, I think you're going to call like, what is it?
Hazardous materials?
Miss Utility.
Hazmat.
Be like, where does this go?
in Miss Utility.
Yeah.
She doesn't take my calls anymore. I don't care for her. So anyway, yeah, so if you have a dead body, let's take it down the alley. Otherwise, Wingo's, or we can use the front. But that's not why I brought you here.
No, no, no. By the way, quick sidebar.
Please.
Mr. Mike O'Mara, you know, all the best. He is, I think, today teeing off officially, right?
I believe
yesterday,
so, yeah.
Was a practice round.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a whole deal.
It's the Florida Fort Myers Invitational.
Testicle Invitational.
Yeah, Testicle
right.
Invitational.
I actually sent him a good luck email
got balls,
last night.
We've got balls. I think that's I think that's the slogan,
that's,
right?
That's on the trophy.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. But they do let women play.
I sent him the a good luck email last night saying to shoot well, and then I said, and here's a song to pump you up.
Happy talking, talking, happy talking. Talk about things you like to do.
That is funny.
I can't wait for him to open the email because he's expecting probably like Eye of the Tiger.
Mm.
And so he, from South Pacific.
No, this
happy
is,
talk.
This is perfect.
That's for
his nerves.
That's right. I hope so, mm-hmm. because you don't want to shoot nerves. Anyway, time to debut a new feature that I hope becomes a regular. This is called Pony's Tech Corral.
Mm.
And this is sort of filling the void left by the absence of Tech 411 since
yes.
it's been gone. And I know that you would spotlight an app of the week on Tech
411. Oh, my God,
right?
We would.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
And Pony has an app for us today.
Yes, it's a wonderful piece of technology called Talk to Transformer.
Okay.
And what this is...
Oh, I like this.
It's an AI-based tool that's built on something...
Artificial intelligence.
Yes.
Right.
It's
Talk to Transformer.
Right.
Does it have to do with the Hasbro family?
I wish. This
Johnny
has
Hasbro?
Yes.
More to do with Elon Musk. He's one
Elon.
Of the co-owners of the company that created something that led to this. And essentially what it is it's a language generation tool that uses statistics to guess what you were going to say next. So you just type in something, and then it automatically, using statistics, finishes your sentence and writes like a whole paragraph for you.
So it's like doing a show with Beth Ann McBride.
Exactly.
Well, what
exactly.
Is it, I'm not, you know, I feel like I'm going to burst your bubble, but isn't it what the phones do now where they're like,
in a way,
typing?
But this was impressive in that it generated so much wording based on one brief phrase.
Okay.
Because if you're using the phone, you have to actually, you get three choices and you progress, right?
Yes.
So this actually did a small story. Pony, do, and we can also feed the AI ourselves.
Okay, wow.
Yes.
So Pony, what did you type in initially?
The only words I typed in were, I need to go to the.
Okay, I need to go
now,
to the.
When you, before you even, I guess, jump into the, well, I would say the demo here,
mm-hmm.
Do you have to type in parameters as like, I'm X age, I'm a male,
nope.
I'm gluten free.
Non-smoker?
Nothing. Yeah, nothing
no,
like
no,
that.
No.
Okay.
Nothing at all.
Okay.
You
and
just
you
don't
type
have,
in
you have
some
to,
words.
Do you have to sign in and give your email or
nothing.
A PayPal address or anything?
Log in on Facebook so they can scrape your entire.
You do nothing.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you get Elon Musk t-shirts on the things you might be interested
so
in.
Nothing.
A flamethrower.
Nothing.
Yeah. No, you type in nothing but a few words and you hit complete text
okay.
and then it goes.
I need to go to the.
I need to go to the bathtub, I say. Yes, mommy. And to get a change of clothes, she says. Okay, fine. Just don't forget. I heard mommy come upstairs, so I walk downstairs to see if she is there. She tells me she's now in the bathroom getting a change of clothes for her daughter. What about the bathtub? I ask. What about the bathtub? She goes, okay, I promise. Do you remember what I told you in the room? The brush. Every time you brush your teeth, I want you to brush your balls, she says.
What?
Yes, I do. Okay, you can brush your balls. Okay.
Okay, you all are perverts.
Hey, it's the robot.
No. This is, look, Pony, I don't know what you just did to yourself because it's not coming off our phone.
This might have to do with.
There is some integration into your world.
Yes.
That once that phone accesses your API and it knows what you're up to, says, this is what this man's going to go. Because it does. I mean, this is right up
there's
your alley.
Daughters and bathtubs,
this
and
this is your history
yes.
on the wrong websites.
Mm-hmm.
This is you. This is what you're into,
mm-hmm.
and I'm fine by it. You know, we all have our proclivities.
I mean, the mother thing that rings true. He loves his mom.
It's so
balls.
True.
Sure, balls. Love your balls.
So, does it concern you at all that that's what comes up for you?
No, because this is not even an app on the phone. This is just a webpage.
Oh.
I thought it was an app. It can't know about my proclivities and perversions.
Wait a second. I thought it was an app.
I was told it was an app.
I never said it was an app. I just showed you a picture of text.
You're both idiots. I said, this is what I got to deal with. It's not even an app.
All right, but it is a website. It is a website.
That gives me nothing. That gives me nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Well, nothing to attack me.
Okay, well, why don't you give it a sentence and see what it does for you?
Because I hate Rob because...
Rob with two B's.
Yes, two B's. I hate Rob because he doesn't know the difference between an app and a website and does not want to at least dig a little further because that would have been so much funnier if it was an app than a website.
I know that if you get to the website of a restaurant, you can order an app.
Oh, God.
Tony, has it come up yet?
Yes.
Okay, please read to
me. So I put in, I hate Rob because...
Yes.
And then it completed... I hate Rob because he would not have sex with someone of the same sex, so they would be together all the time.
It's the same joke.
And be so bothered about the something I can't say.
Count on him for content.
That it would make her
count
happy.
On you to choose the content with him.
And you know what? What did I say to him right before the show?
What's that?
I said, let's minimize the shtick today. Oh, listen to your own advice, Rob, you big dummy.
Let's start the show. Get out of this, please.
Okay. Thanks. Hey, Matt, thanks tons.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Counselor, you wish to make an open statement?
Everything that guy just says is bullshit. Thank you.
Objection, Your Honor.
The entire opening statement, with the exception of thank you, will be stricken from the record. And you, Mr. Gambini, you will not use that kind of language in my court. You understand me?
Yeah.
Your statement, sir.
Well, now, ladies and gentlemen of the... jury on January 4th of this year, my client did indeed visit the Sackasuds convenience store, but. He didn't kill anyone. We intend to prove that the prosecution's case is circumstantial and coincidental. Thank you.
That's it. What about everything we talked about?
Well, I get a little nervous. I'm getting better.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Hey, it's me. Mm. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-time listener, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS, from Lidgerwood, North Dakota, to Sleepy Hollow, New York, from Williamsburg, Virginia, to Weed, California, from Oconto, Wisconsin, to The Bottle, Alabama. TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started. Oscar?
Can I take the wind out of your sails?
Ow.
I'm sorry. I wrote to Pony, if you see me texting on Facebook Live or YouTube. Yeah. I said, this bit had promise. And then I wrote, ... Rob with two B's. Should have helped you develop it more.
Yes.
So we can talk about it after the show. See, Pony, I don't want to just tear you down. I want to help build you up.
I get that.
Look, right?
I showed him a picture of a funny thing, and he said, let's do this. I just kind of came out of nowhere.
Went with my gut. Not always great.
You can't all be winners.
So, Oscar, I have given in, like so many of the youngsters around Podcast Village, and bought myself the reusable thermal water bottle.
I see it's got a dent on it.
Yes, because it fell out of my backpack and it made a great noise in the parking deck. But I will say this, while I love its thermal qualities and the convenience, I still hate water.
Yeah,
don't like it.
Water's the worst unless you have one of our friends as a companion to it.
So, you gotta go with Liquid IV. This is the best. It's the hydration multiplier. You know we love that. We've been talking about that forever. But their latest product is the Liquid IV Energy Multiplier. You just add that to water. Everyone complains about getting tired. You get tired in the afternoon, especially, I think. I bet you crashed yesterday.
Oh, my God. I couldn't. We had to work. Went to bed at 1.
Half of Americans report they fight with daily fatigue. Well, the Liquid IV Energy Multiplier gives you the sustained energy throughout the day that you need. It's the perfect replacement for coffee and an all-natural alternative to those processed energy drinks. Plus, the lemon-lime taste is off the charts. I love it, and it works. And it's vegan, free of gluten, dairy, and soy, and non-GMO. I love Liquid IV, and I know you will too. You can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's a quarter off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Just go to liquidiv.com and enter the promo code TMOS to save 25% and get better hydration and more energy. That's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Start fueling your adventures today. Now, I love working with your wife.
Oh, she's the best.
She's fantastic.
And she really is.
And she's.
I wish I could slander her, but I can't.
No, she's got a wonderful sense of humor, and she's a lot of fun, and she's just great. And she came up yesterday to check on something. I was up here doing some editing, and she says, "I brought you some slimy chestnuts."
Yes.
And I said, "Oh,
like a nice snack."
Okay. And I'm not even sure where they came from, but I left them here last night, and here they are. I think they might have come as a complimentary addition.
Oh, actually, those are great. I know where those come from.
Where'd they come from?
They come from like a little snack pack.
Snack pack.
And if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Charlie Burney, business partner here at Podcast Village, he brings them from home.
Oh, really?
And they're really damn good.
Well, you see, the thing about chestnuts.
And I'm not like a healthy guy, but for a healthy snack, they're pretty good.
I'm always thinking of chestnuts roasting on an open fire. It's like a Christmas thing.
Yes.
And I said, well, thank you, Shannon. These are slightly out of season, but I appreciate it. And she says, yeah, but they're slimy. I said, what? And she said, feel the bag. And I did.
I love them. They're so good.
And I've not had them, but I left them here yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was just an oversight.
Yeah.
And I come in this morning.
Well, I mean, to be fair, you're working out of this location, right?
Right.
This is, I guess, your command center.
I suppose.
So while it's not necessarily the best thing, just leave a pack of chestnuts out.
Yeah, it was an oversight.
You would think that it would just be there when you get back.
I would think so. Yes. I don't believe there was much going on in Podcast Village after I left. So I came in this morning and I found my package of roasted and shelled chestnuts. By the way, 100% organic, natural flavors, no preservatives, cholesterol free, no artificial coloring, has been opened. It has been.
Well, and this is where Rob doesn't know about the real world.
Right.
When you leave work at 4 p.m. and you've got three other shows going on after you leave work at 4 p.m., that you may have, I guess, the high probability of your workspace, as it's used by other people,
a shared being workspace. Invaded. Yeah. But also, I think
a lot goes on. There's three shows here yesterday evening.
I love your estimation of my awareness, and I think that's nice. But I'm just saying, I was surprised to see that my chestnuts.
Just because you leave doesn't mean the world stops.
Stops for me. And now here is a sentence that can be isolated and repeated for many years to come. My chestnuts have been violated.
Oh, no.
So I'm curious as to who got into them. And also, having not ever had a slimy chestnut, I'm now going to try one.
Okay.
See how we do.
Fair enough.
And they are, you know, most nuts are like dry. These are definitely moist and a little gooey.
Yeah, they're, don't ever use that word again. It's one of the grossest words you could ever use on the radio, please. I'm actually asking this request, not command.
Okay.
Moist.
Oh, I thought nuts.
Gross. No, nuts is fine.
You know, they don't offer a lot of crispness.
No, but look, they'll satiate you till your next meal, which is hopefully a healthy one, which it won't. But
no, of course not.
For flavor, this is not your bag.
All right. It is not. Well, this is my bag of chestnuts. So I found out that last night, the podcast villagers, the young youngsters, when they're not wrecking scooters, we've discussed this with Mark. We had Marcus, actually. Mm-hmm. There's that name again.
Yes.
He paneled while you were in Hawaii.
I heard.
And he leads a little podcast called Friends from Work.
Yes.
W-E-R-K.
Mm-hmm.
And they recorded last night.
I've heard. I heard all the details.
So Maddie is one of the She's one of the, what are they called? The story starters of that. She is a key talent there. Who got into the Chestnuts?
Well, so Joel was going on and on. Intern Joel.
Yes.
Beltron.
From the planet Beltron.
Exactly. Was going on and on about how hungry he was while we were recording this podcast.
And we've had Joel on the show before, and he shows some promise as a young musician and rapper. But I will say this, having hung out with him around Podcast Village, if he has a thought, if he has something on his mind, he's going to share it. And maybe more than once.
Before we get to who ate whose snack.
Right, snack.
What is the statute of limitations for just leaving something random out? Like, realistically, in any workspace.
I don't know. I don't know that there is anything standard. But if it was something like donuts, some baked good, something that would probably have a perishable shelf life, I would say it's pretty much free game.
So that logic is, this can't go bad, I should eat it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. We're going to use it while we can use it.
Okay, and then, so cupcakes, donuts, anything like that, you got to eat it before it goes bad.
Of course, Napoleons.
What about, let's say there's a pack of M&Ms, something that's packaged, like these Chestnuts.
Well, you see, M&M's, I would say if it was a pack of M&M's, you know, we are blessed here at Podcast Village to have a snack drawer.
Correct.
Which is occasionally, you know, you can hit it up and get yourself a granola bar or some, you know what new this week? The Welch's fruit snacks.
Mm.
Really nice. But that stuff is, you know, that's free game. But this is very specific, I would
say. Why is it specific? Because it's healthy and you're not into it?
No, because it's unusual. It's not, you don't see chestnuts around.
Yeah, but this is where I think you're wrong.
Okay.
This is a simple packaged snack that, okay, and maybe I'm more aware of these than you are.
Yeah, you see, I had not seen them before.
Yeah, look at the calorie count on the back.
All right.
I'm sure there's a threshold, and I'm not saying this because you have obesity problems or whatever it's called. I'm saying more about-
Thank you for making the reference to being kind.
Well, I was trying to be medical.
Well, the word is fat that you're looking for.
But he's not trying to say that.
I'm not trying to say that.
No.
What is it?
The serving size.
A man of larger carriage. Is that the better way to say it?
No, just fat. serving size is 50 grams, and the servings per container, 2. So this is 100 grams or 3.5 ounces.
Well, how many calories?
Okay, so if you were to eat the whole bag,
yeah,
that would be 2 servings of 90 calories each,
yes.
180 calories.
Oh, my God.
It's like nothing.
That's nothing.
That's nothing.
That's a full soda. That's 30 more calories than a full soda.
No, it's like a soda is like 150 calories.
Yeah, so that's 30 more with 2 servings.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sorry. I was looking at 90. I withdraw. I'm sorry. I'm lost in the statistics because I'm looking here at the other. There's no fat whatsoever. There's no cholesterol. No sodium, by the way, could use a little.
Ooh!
And it's got some carbs, though. So
okay.
It's not keto.
Let's say it's a healthy snack.
Okay, I'll say that.
All right. And if you're aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd still look at it like, oh, this is not my pack of M&M's. Somebody probably forgot it.
That sounds like a phrase that, you don't care about. You know, that's not
my
pack
of tea.
Yeah, not my pack of M&M's.
Yeah.
But yeah, I understand.
You know what I mean.
Yeah,
right?
I'm with you. Yeah.
Okay. So, Maddie, you're all in here. There's a snack. It's, what, 6 p.m. you guys recorded last night?
Yeah, it's like 6:30.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
The dinner hour.
So, what happens?
So Joel gets up. But so I originally, those chestnuts came when I purchased like a big box store size thing of individual like nut packages.
Oh, so it's
so
like
it was a freebie.
It was a freebie. Yeah, they do that.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Sometimes.
So
yeah.
I knew that it wasn't like somebody's specific bag of nuts.
Right. Nuts.com does that occasionally. They'll just throw in something.
Oh, what is it? Surprise and delight.
Yeah, a little bit.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
Exactly. So it's a communal thing. I figured it's not. It's big enough where it's not like an individual pack, you
right,
know?
Right.
So it's sitting
There's
in front of me.
There's 2 servings.
Exactly. It's sitting in front of me, and Joel's talking about how hungry he is. I'm like, okay, here's these nuts. Like, just eat them, and then you won't complain anymore.
You fed him a snack.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what else is funny? He's hungry. Is Rick D's. Rick D's. D's nuts.
Oh, no. That was terrible. You're hurting my.
You this yelled is a bad, at me for shit.
This is a bad Thursday.
I know.
Yes.
It's funny.
But we're having a great time. Never say D's nuts again.
Okay.
Please. This, absolutely.
Okay.
So when a dad says it, it's like, oh, so painful.
Not D's nuts, not
no,
moist.
No.
Got it. Got
yes,
it. Yeah, these are a do not list.
Yes, do not. Ugh, gross. Go ahead.
I was going to say, so you gave it to him, and then what? Then how was his mood when he was complaining? Was it a lighthearted, I'm so hungry, or was he really being a pain in the ass?
I think it started as a lighthearted, I'm so hungry, but it escalated pretty quickly. That man got hangry.
Oh, he did? So was it harming his performance on the podcast?
Yeah, I think he was so distracted with his hunger that he just wasn't, you know, performing.
Okay, so you gave him the chestnuts, and you know what? I'm glad that they went to a good use, because you know what? I'm not all
you
that thrilled.
You weren't going to eat them.
I would have tasted them. I'm not that thrilled.
Yeah, you would
them.
Have had one and then left
as
it there
I did.
Throwing it away.
Yeah, yeah. So did he immediately Is the performance immediately improved?
No, because he thought they were so terrible, he spit them out and then left the room.
Oh, oh my God.
In the middle of a show?
In the middle of the show.
Where did he spit them? Please don't tell me back in the bag.
No, I think some in his hand, and then he retreated to the sink to get rid of the rest.
This is what teenagers do.
Okay.
Let me ask you this, Maddie. And thank you for outing one of your coworkers.
Anytime.
Kind of strange that somebody would just eat someone else's food. But if Maddie had control and understood the origins
of it, she knew the origin story.
It's totally good.
Clouseau.
Why do I want to say Trudeau? That's the Canadian Prime Minister.
Yeah, he would be inspecting, like, who took this back bacon?
What I thought was fascinating, of just the idea that you think everything stops when you leave, Rob, but also the idea that these kids are doing their show.
Right.
And kids, like young adults, I should not call them kids.
Young youngsters.
Is that I get a quick download yesterday because it was a later day for just editing a few projects,
sure.
Especially one that we're working with for ESPN.
Yes.
And Allison Krauss, who's been on the show.
She paneled last week as well.
She comes downstairs and I'm like, hey, how's the show? And she said, they're pretty good. Like, we're still working on working on this dead air and having a flowing conversation. And I say something along the lines of like, yeah, it takes reps to get there, right?
One of the trickiest things to do is to make a conversation flow.
I would
flow.
Say the opening of this show is a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
We thought there was a good bit.
Right.
It wasn't a good bit. We had to eject.
However, the conversation did flow. It was just talking about how much it sucked.
Yeah. No. And it had promise. It just went awry.
It did. It did. And we knew when to get out.
Maddie, when you're hosting a show, and you are probably the most exposed, and I know a lot of these team members have their own podcasts.
Right.
You and Charlie and Pony and myself and Mike and Rob probably have the most, and Brittany probably have the most, like, broadcasting, your broadcasting experience.
Right.
Because you're repped in this every day. You were lucky enough to live in both these worlds. When you're working with two other people that are, I guess, getting their footing—
And also ones that you haven't really worked with a long time. You'd have to, you don't know their rhythm necessarily.
The dynamic of that conversation is great downstairs, but it's different when you're on the mic, correct?
Yeah, 100%.
Could you walk our listeners? I think this is fascinating.
I do too.
Because you get to experience this in real time.
And also what needs to be said is these are people that are around podcasts all the time. And also the average bunch of kids, and I say kids, not meaning kids, but youngsters that get together and do a podcast. They're not going to have the
20-somethings.
Okay, 20-somethings, very good. They're not going to have the facilities to pull it off the way these guys
have access to. This is
so they're really jumping in to a beautiful environment.
Because you sound like you would sound on a radio station.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
You're not at, God bless WGMU, and just trying to fight for a slot.
Or buying a $90 podcast kit at Guitar Center.
Yes.
Right. So what's it like when you step into the water finally?
Well, I think a lot of people too, because we're so used to editing out all the and us or whatever. And then when we say those things, it's like, oh shoot, I said that. This is going to be more work on the back end. So now I'm going to start over. But it's like, I could have just left that in, you know?
I never thought about that.
So you're aware of that when you're talking?
Oh yeah. I mean, I know when I say like a lot, like I said it right there, you know, it's a vocal tick.
A vocal tick.
That's so great.
Show title.
Yeah. And so when you do it, do you like do a total reset and just restate your
sometimes,
total thought?
Sometimes we'll
because
do, like,
you know,
three,
it's
going to
be, it's going to be easier to edit.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so
but
funny.
But yeah, downstairs, I mean, we wanted to do this podcast because when we're all downstairs together, we just riff off of each other
all
the time.
Yeah, you do great
shtick. Yep.
But upstairs, it's a little bit different. I will say, I actually think the flow has worked pretty well the past few episodes. It's just when we got to the end of yesterday, because we were doing this new bit or whatever, none of us really knew. We didn't plan it out well enough.
Was it an AI bit?
Wow.
It was exact. See, Pony got that idea from me.
Uh-huh. Sure. Just like the Mad Lib.
Exactly.
Let me ask you this, Maddie. And this is not meant to hurt anybody's feelings.
Oh, no.
But nothing you say ever is.
I would like you to power rank your co-stars.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Do I rank myself?
Of course.
Yes, of course.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
And how would you like this? From the top going down or from the bottom going up?
Bottom going up.
Okay, so
let's write down all of who do we got? Who do we got? Give me this.
This is so bad. This podcast is going to be dead because we're all going to break up with each other.
No. This is good. This has been done to me
yep.
as a younger broadcaster. This has been done to most broadcasters are thrown into the deep end. This is where you make your mark. This type of question and how honest you answer it is where you make your mark.
And Maddie, just know everything you say will do nothing but strengthen the kinship, Yoko.
Exactly.
All right.
Do I have to say why?
Yes, it depends. So, yeah. And mind you, this is constructive. It doesn't have to be critical.
Right.
So I'm not a complete monster. We've got, I know Marcus is on the show, correct?
Yes, Marcus. So it's okay. Marcus,
we've got Joel,
and myself in the studio.
Maddie.
And then Allison behind the glass, who is on the mic I am on now, producing. And
why isn't she in the studio? But Allison's pretty witty.
That's just how it worked out.
Okay. And Marcus, Joel, Maddie.
Didn't you have
Allison.
A guest last night last, as well?
Yeah, and last night we had our first guest, Josue.
Josue is an outlier. Okay.
Yeah, he's an outlier.
Okay, so I'm going to go with the core cast.
I love the fact
Oscar has written the names, and when we mentioned that Josue was an outlier, he put his name in a box.
Yeah.
He's actually doing like he's doing a little presentation over there. Okay.
Okay, so we got this. All right, so let's power rank them 1 to 4. Who is the weakest on your team?
I'm going to say Allison.
So quick.
I disagree.
Wow.
Well, so what I think happened, because she will be back here and she'll kind of scream into this microphone and it just sounds really bad.
All right, I'm gonna write Chatty Cathy.
Chatty Cathy.
And obviously mic technique.
Yes.
Kathy. Okay, and then.
I hear the roar of Charlie Burney.
Technique. For the record, Allison, I do not agree. But,
right. You know, mm-hmm.
It's you're not there, okay?
Okay, all right. Okay, so that's something. This is if you were going to coach. Look, I noticed that, Maddie, you're still in the top three here somewhere. So if you're going to coach, what constructive criticism would you give Allison?
I think I would just, because a lot of it sometimes, we all do this. We all are like, talk very loud.
You're animated.
We're very animated.
Sure.
And
yes.
I think so, like she will just be very animated. Oh, God. When she doesn't have to be. And it just comes across on the microphone a little.
Okay.
Well, there's excitement there, and that's good.
Well,
that's enthusiasm.
Yeah, we just got to wrangle in the excitement, I think, is all I have to say.
Okay,
well, maybe that's not the best coaching I've ever heard, well, but I'm going to let you sit
next to you. I'll think about it.
Wrangle in the coaching. I will come back to you and tell you how I think you could help Allison.
Okay.
But, okay, who's next? Who's number three on your depth chart?
On three, that's hard. I'm going to say Joel, only because I think he's the youngest.
Youth.
He's
green is what you would say.
He's a little green, yeah.
Yeah, and so whenever we kind of try to throw to him for a story, he has to stop down a little bit.
Yeah.
And just really, you know, wrangle his thoughts.
Does he have to go to his Snapchat and remember what happened during the day?
Yeah, read his story. Yeah.
And he also screams a lot.
Okay, screamer.
Does he?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think because he laughs a lot, and I think that's just a part of his
laugh.
He's a wonderful
laugher.
This is an easy fix. It's mic technique.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And are you all wearing headphones when you're doing this?
Yes, we are.
Oh, maybe it's also volume level. If their volume level is too low, they're not going to know how loud they're actually being.
Yeah, and if your volume level is low, you'll scream.
So, you know how I go back and forth with the pony about my volume level before we start the show?
Yes.
It's purposefully low, super low. Like, I can almost not hear myself.
Right.
Because I'm trying to stop my degradation of my hearing, as Rob and Mike O'Mara have. Because I remember plugging my headphone port to Mike O'Mara's port roughly 10 years ago and saying, oh, my God, I can't ever be this. Over the years, you have what I call broadcaster ears.
Yes. Oh, God.
You'll lose your hearing.
Yeah. When I was in studio producing for the Don and Mike show, there was a small monitor speaker in the back of the studio that I did not need because I could follow all the audio from Don's headphone lead. That's how loud they
are.
And
I sit in your chair when we record this podcast.
And do you feel honored?
I feel deaf more than anything.
So you can turn that down, though. You
know? Oh, no, we turn it down, but the initial blow is like, oh, my God.
It is painful. It'll sit with you.
I just don't want to miss anything Oscar says.
Right now, Joel and Allison, 3 and 4.
Okay, and then I'm going to put myself at number 2.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Magnanimous.
Ooh. Wow, magnanimous.
There's always room to improve.
Yeah. All right. Well, critique yourself.
I do say like a lot.
Vocal tics.
And I think I...
aren't they crutches?
Also,
tics,
yeah.
Is, I think, makes it sound like...
Whatever works.
A parasite.
But, the real reason that I put Marcus at the top is because he really has assumed the leadership role.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I just give him props for that. And it's something I don't really want to drive the conversation.
Got it.
You're a reactor.
I'm a follower, not a leader.
Okay,
I've said this many times.
Oh, I don't think you are, but
I think you're definitely a leader.
Yes, you're definitely a leader.
Okay.
Well, you're leading could be your leading capabilities could be stronger as
my coaching.
Your coaching. Thank you, Marcus. So Marcus, because he takes initiative.
Yeah, he takes. He's definitely the leader of the group. Mm-hmm. Last night, he actually, when he introduced himself, he said, "I'm your host," and we were all like, "Whoa, you're not host here, sir." Yeah, that
this
was
is great.
Drama.
This is great. Okay.
This is episode two?
Three.
Oh yeah. It didn't take long, did it?
It didn't, no.
No, I'm your host with my sidekicks.
Yeah, but Marcus also has his own, another podcast of his own, so I think he has a lot of experience with that, too. So that's, I give him number
Charlie,
one.
We can hear you in the background.
Yes, exactly.
It is distracting when you're talking,
am
please.
I here?
Yeah,
am I on?
Yeah. Yes.
I think it's fair to say that in Marcus's
Hold on. You're yelling into the microphone.
I am?
Yes.
I'm okay. Sorry.
Can you turn his headphones up so he knows how to modulate his voice, for God's sakes, please? Okay, now, go ahead.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
In Marcus's other show, he has like four or five or six hosts. So
yes.
The host word is very, sorry that I was yelling, the host word is very commonly used because they actually have interchangeable hosts on the different episodes.
I think it's fairly
deserved that he introduced himself as a host.
He did explain that himself, but
yeah.
to
okay.
us that just seemed
just
like
standing
an
up for my buddy.
Yeah.
I understand, Charlie. I understand.
Okay, Maddie, would you say going to rank Charlie out of Mark, Joel, Maddie, and Allison? Mind you, he's your boss.
Charlie's number one,
partner.
Always.
Okay.
Now I will say this, Coach. Outside of riding scooters, does Marcus, even though he is number one, is there any area that he could show signs of improvement?
I'd have to think. I mean, of course, obviously, I think we all can improve. But I think I would just have to think about the specific ways.
Ah.
Okay. Also, you should know that diplomacy clearly runs in the Masiello family.
It does. Well, I mean, political.
Marcus is one of her good friends, and she doesn't want him to not want to do the show. So I imagine she's got that there. Do you
we
mind if
the
I give
driver.
Some analysis?
You know what? Let's break.
Okay.
And can we analyze when we return?
I think, look, this is an air check of air checks without actually listening. This is a way to figure out what's really moving the Friends with Work engine.
Yes.
And how can we finally tune it?
And if I was coaching, my solution would be just make them run laps.
And by the way, just a quick teaser.
Yeah.
I think Allison's got amnesty because Charlie's a broadcaster, right?
Yep. Uh-huh.
And I blame Pony for the mic situation because if she's using that headset
yes.
and Pony's just talking regularly,
mm-hmm.
then anyone's going to squelch.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So, Maddie, you're wrong.
I urge you to listen
we'll get to the
judge.
Rest.
And analysis on the other side of this, the Mike O'Mara Show.
And now, King's thing.
Larry.
Hi, I'm Larry. Cheese should always be refrigerated. Wait. What about this? Hats for fish. Nobody roots for the Oilers anymore. My wristwatch just keeps slipping off. I worry about Kirstie Alley. I never cast a reflection. Jojo Rabbit. I'll get it. My computer mouse is an actual mouse. And when I need a laugh, I listen to the TMOS Bonus Show. Your passport to the assport, all right? Whoa, that's funny there, right? Yeah. Buy it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
I always like how Larry sort of loses interest at the end when he's doing the sell. Crash diets are always temporary, so if you want to keep those pounds off, you have to adjust your lifestyle. That's why we love Noom, because everybody is different, and Noom actually adjusts to your lifestyle. Diets always ask you to do what they want. Noom does what you already have a tendency to do. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and gives you the tools you need to ditch the bad habits and replace them with better ones. You see, Noom, it's not a diet. It's a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. Just 10 minutes a day will change your life. The best thing about Noom, it has one of the biggest food databases available. If you want to track food and that's the way to lose weight, Noom is the way to do it. It has everything at a glance. Food tracking made easy. You're going to love it. Oscar loves Noom. Carla, when you see her do a walk-on the show, has she ever looked better?
Carla looks great.
She looks dynamite. Wow. You don't
Fantastic.
Have to change everything. You know what? Knockout.
Oh.
You don't have to change it all Sorry. In one day. Small steps make big progress. So sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. All right. Our virtual on-air air check meeting. Oh, do you have some breaking news?
Yes. This is why I'm great, people. This is why you're lucky.
Oh,
to
everyone
have me.
Hit
and modest.
Yes, everybody hit play and record on your tape recorder because now Oscar's going to announce why he's great.
He's number one on this.
Allison is coming up, and I'm going to ask her the same question to power rank her co-hosts.
Oh, this is great.
Without knowing what Maddie just said.
Okay, this is great. Yeah.
Then we'll do the big reveal.
It's like the Newlywed Game, but for podcasters.
You should get Joel too. I believe Joel's around.
I don't need him on the mic. He's terrible. All right. As you said, he's green. Not too many cooks. No, so Maddie was looking for an ally.
Yeah, of course. So,
I knew he was going to agree with me. That's why. Okay.
Well, she's just looking to dilute the situation.
Don't taint this. Come on in, Allison.
Allison, please come in here.
Come on in. Make sure her headset's okay.
Yes.
And we won't take up too much of your time. He's in the middle of a crucial edit.
Yes.
So thank you, Allison Krauss, for joining us here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Her
on
second appearance in as many weeks.
Thursday, March 5th, it looks like.
You're becoming a regular, like Tony Randall on our show.
Allison, welcome to the program. Thank you for your diligence and hard work yesterday. I have a quick question, and you could do this any way, which way you'd like.
Thank you.
We are just we're excited about the Podcast Village's new podcast. We want to help develop it. We want to help nurture it.
Of course, yeah.
If you could give me by power rankings, this is the way I understand it. Let me go back to my sheet here.
Yeah,
we've got. Maddie, Joel, Allison, Marcus, and then Josue was on as an outlier.
But as an outlier.
He was,
top
he was.
Four. Marcus, the Maddie, Joel, and Allison. If you could power rank from 4 to 1, who has the strongest set of skills on the show?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
What kind of skills are we talking about?
Just overall broadcasting.
About? Overall.
Yeah, overall broadcasting. Yes.
To make it as honest as possible, because as I would say that there are certain times in your broadcasting career that you're asked a question and the way you answer it really show like what you're all about.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Strongest set of skills. I think we joked yesterday that it could have been Marcus because he instinctively went, "I'm your host," and we all looked at him and said,
"Yeah, he's an egomaniac."
We all looked at him and said, "Excuse me."
I think that's that is more, I guess, a reflection of the person than the group.
The group, correct.
I would never say, and Rob would never say, and I might have as a younger broadcast say, my show. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you the only
that's
example.
True, yeah.
The only example when that would happen in my eyes is if the copy says, if you put the code for my show, TMOS.
But even then, I tend to always change it to our show.
I always change it.
Yeah.
Right.
To our show.
Yeah,
because I know it's not my show,
it's
right?
Of course, yeah.
So.
And as a matter of fact, back in the day when I was writing a bio for myself, I got permission from Mike to call myself a co-host.
See,
there you go.
A co-host. I'm one of your hosts.
Yeah, exactly.
That works better, right?
That's what we ended up doing. We gave him a bunch of crap for it yesterday.
You should. Yeah, you should.
It was funny. He was gracious
Diva
about
moment.
The whole thing.
Diva moment.
Okay. It was very funny.
Now stop padding and now give us your power rankings.
Yes. Okay. I think I'd have to go.
Starting at the bottom now.
Yes. 4.
I'm going to have to put Joel at the bottom.
Oh,
I'm going to have to do it.
Yeah. All right.
I got to give
it
to
him. Why would you say that?
Joel's the best. He's hysterical.
Obviously
he's
also, not.
He's the young gun.
I like
he
that.
He is. He's the youngest of the crew. He's got this great ego, but it's like coded in like this very self-aware humor.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it adds to a point where we can give him a lot of crap for it. And his only defense is a dramatic pause and then a... Listen, guys. So I think that's what puts him kind of at the bottom.
Okay. You should learn that the dramatic pause doesn't usually work in an audio medium.
It definitely doesn't.
Perfect. Okay, I love that. And then I think your descriptors are on point for what we know about Joel, right?
I agree, yep.
All right, let's go to number 3.
I'm going to knock myself down a peg. I think I'm number 3. I wouldn't put myself at the top. Yeah.
Why would you say that?
I'm technically the quote unquote voice of God on the show. So I run things from the back.
Mm-hmm.
Director, so on the director mic, the way
the
they used to do on the
mic.
Letterman show. Yeah,
exactly. But I think because I put myself at a little bit of a disadvantage because everybody's in the studio.
You're on the line of sight.
And I'm not in the room.
Yes.
Exactly. So I have to like.
Let's say if you were in the room, would you say if you were in the room, what power, where would you land if you were in the room?
I think it'd be tied for second.
All right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but ifs and nuts were candies and nuts. Yeah. Oh, what a party we'd have.
I'm going to put a little asterisk number 2.
Yeah. Yep.
But you're saying you're number 3, and I think you're being a little gracious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. It's simply because the amount that you get to interact within the program is not from within the room, so you land by de facto number 3.
Yes, that's what I put myself.
What about number 2?
Number 2, I think it'd have to go to Marcus. I think Marcus is the actor. He is also an excellent speaker, but
great voice.
Great voice. Amazing voice. He's always the one who's like, what is up? We are here at the Friends from Work podcast.
Yes.
Love it.
All right, and number one with a bullet.
She's also sitting right behind me, but for other reasons, Maddie, I think, is number one.
Woo! Oh, yeah. This is fantastic.
And those are the power rankings.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay.
For the Friends from Work
podcast. We come back, what you don't know, and this is what is great, just like on The Dating Game or that Netflix show, that Blind Love, is that someone has already power ranked the show on your show.
Yes, from within. Yes.
Oh, dear.
Are you willing to hear their power rankings?
I am 100% willing.
All right.
Take a break. Back after this. I didn't know this just because of the chestnuts, man. Pretty great. Back after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Your day, your week, your month.
Oh, back in the old days of my neighborhood in Brooklyn, we had a thing called I Know a Guy. Need something fixed? I know a guy. Need something broken? I know a guy. Need something to disappear? Psst. I know a guy. But now in these modern times of technology, the I Know A Guy is the MikeOMeraShow.com. So head over there and click on the shopping center banner. Forget about it. Where you can practically get anything from Macy's.com, Walmart.com, and Target.com. So shop to your heart's content today. Now let's return to the only guy that really matters, Mike O'Mara.
That sort of diminishes me, doesn't it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who would do that?
I don't know. The rates keep dropping, Oscar. Mortgage interest rates have now hit an 8-year low, which is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Unless I changed the copy. Due to the coronavirus panic, this coronavirus is everywhere. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage rate has dropped to 3.375%. Obviously, the time to act is now. In fact, applications to refinance are up 165% annually, and you don't want to miss the boat. With total household debt nearing $14 trillion dollars. That's trillion with a T. And tappable home equity reaching an all-time high. You got to act now. Take cash out or save stacks of cash by securing a lower rate. All you got to do, call our buddy Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial. Call him today. His number is 202-625-1221 or visit online at cornerstonefirst.com. They were the guys that handled Mike's mortgage.
Yes.
And they treated him like a king. So you got to call them up. Cornerstone, truly great. Call 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Call and see what they can do for you. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. Friends at Work.
This is a big push. Big push.
Friends from work, forgive me.
Yes, yes. Or friends.
With an E. Friends from W-E-R-K.
Work. Okay, like perfect. Twerk.
Like twerk.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy you're using, and your enthusiasm is where it should be, because after you hear this next list, I don't know if you want to change the name from Friends.
Just
in general. Okay.
So certainly the work can stay.
The work can stay.
So just from work.
Now, quick disclaimer. This was not planned out.
No.
This was something that was completely organic.
Exactly.
And you should walk away knowing that Rob and I have no stake in this whatsoever.
No.
If anything, we just wanted to give an equal platform, like in politics.
Exactly.
To both sides, right? Maddie Masiello, you're a host on this Friends from Work.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Hit me with it.
How do you feel? What does it make you feel? And you know, don't read ahead. Don't show your hand. That Allison, who is like working downstairs, you know, grinding it out
like a Trojan,
takes 5 minutes to come upstairs.
Yes.
And she asks you. We ask her this blind question, and she said that you are the best of the rest.
Yep.
You're the host with the most.
That's right.
And you are what is the north to the North Star, right?
Exactly. People follow you. You are a leader.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel?
Well, I think Allison's just saying that because I'm behind her. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes and no.
Okay, see.
Okay, in what way?
Please tell her why you feel.
Okay, well, I first want to preface it by, I think it was our first episode, we do a wild story of the week, and Maddie told a hysterical story that I think put her at the top for as far as storytelling skills, and also knowing just her prowess on this show alone.
Okay.
I don't know. And there was a great moment. It was, we were I forget what we were talking about. I don't want to spoil it because it was super funny in the moment where Maddie had a misspeak of some type of colloquialism.
Yes.
And when I corrected her on it, we all just burst into laughing for like 5 minutes.
I said, that's good.
Yeah, that's great.
That
yeah.
was funny. That'll go down in infamy once the episode is released.
You have total recall, by the way. I can't remember yesterday's show.
Right. I don't know what we're talking about right now.
Yeah. So
I can't remember most things, so this is surprising even for me.
Okay, perfect. So, Maddie, now that you've heard that.
Right.
Why don't you divulge your power rankings? One, two, four.
Yeah, start at the top and move down this
Well, to preface this also by saying yesterday.
So many prefaces.
Well, we did a segment where
we got to give it some padding. This is so new. We're scared of everything.
We recasted ourselves in the movie Mean Girls, and everybody said I was Regina George. So that's my personality, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I think that's accurate.
I've never seen any evidence of it, but I'll buy in.
So my power rankings
1 to 4
from 1 to 4 were Marcus.
Number 1.
Then myself.
Number 2.
Then Joel.
No.
And number 3.
Maddie.
And then Allison.
Maddie. Maddie. Maddie, I want you to say that again, but slower.
This is so hard for me. I'm a total a-hole. I'm sorry. I know it.
You
I'm
are
aware.
Regina George.
I will try
Excuse
to be better.
Me. They are in pieces right now.
Dagger.
And I am
Dagger!
Desperately trying to keep my cool
but
before I throw this microphone through the plate glass.
But here's what I said. Here's what I said. This is also a lot easier. You weren't in the room, so.
Who's squelching now?
I know,
Did you know that I would come in and give you such high praises?
Knowing Oscar, I probably should have seen this coming. Yes. Huh.
Did you know that I'm like.
This is why you're number one on the list.
I'm one of the nicest people in the office.
No, Allison has a heart of gold. One that I could never have. But Allison, I think you should know the reason why I said I put you at number 4.
At the bottom of the list.
At the That's bottom right. of the list.
Was Very just bottom. Sheer mic technique.
Mic technique.
With. Yes. I think that just sometimes we all get a little enthusiastic, right? And on this mic back here, it just sounds a little bit different than the mics
not, it's
in
not
there.
As forgiving, right?
It's not okay. as it's forgiving. Not.
Yeah, and like Allison.
Not. Just this... And just the
I'm
sound.
Waiting for my I'm sorry.
I do apologize. This was put on me on the spot.
Okay, so we're not here to destroy your camaraderie.
No, as this a is, fact, we want to build just, it up.
This is more of a social scientific a science, if you will. I know that you're going to not let this go, Allison.
Because, probably not for a while.
Yeah, because
no. I'm not one to hold grudges either.
No,
but
no,
my
no,
goodness.
No. But this is painful, and if I were you, I'd be upset. So let me you know a couple things that we thought when we initially heard.
You know how sometimes they say people like stir things up. You know that Oscar is like one of those high powered blenders.
Yeah. I should have been an attorney. What I will say here, Allison, is I completely see why Maddie would simply jump to that mic technique situation.
Right.
It's an easy.
Oh, no, I understand.
It's an easy, I guess, on the spot answer. And what you should know is that I, Oscar Santana,
yes.
came to your defense right away. I said I completely disagree that you would be number 4.
Thank you.
And
I
think we all know now because how eloquently she answered her question.
This has been a marvelous example of why she might be at number 2.
I think maybe number 1.
Could be.
So what I would say is as soon as we gave the headset to Charlie Burney, he squelched.
Yep.
Oh.
So this is not a broadcaster error. It's an engineering error, which is not in your hands.
Of course.
This actually falls to Mr. Ponyboy Matt Bloom, who I would say he's the majority stakeholder within that seat for production.
Yeah.
That's something we can teach you, and you can be as animated as you want in that room if the settings are correct.
Right.
So you're getting burned by technology and the setup in that room for another person and not by your skill set.
Of course. No, that makes sense.
And once we highlighted that to Maddie, she kind of backtracked her within her conversation. Because if the only thing she has against you is your technique that fell into the tech side, there's not much of a case. Fair?
I just would love to know,
you
Maddie.
You are Perry Mason, man.
I would just love to know, Maddie, why is Joel above me?
Well, that it was just from South. I agree. Joel I'm should enough. Not be 1 and 2. But I think
you both said that Joel was green in one way or another.
Yeah.
So
Actually,
you
yes.
you did match there.
What
you
I would love to
game.
Know, I want Rob and Oscar now to do what they think the power rankings would be just on sheer experience with the four of us.
Ooh.
What, with
us?
Yeah.
Oh, right now?
Do it, do it, do it.
Oh, 100%. With, oh, your team?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't heard your show, but I'll tell you right off the bat. Number, I'll go one. Do you want 4-1 or 1-4?
Let's do 4-1.
Okay, 4-1. I'm going to go Joel because he's got the least experience. I'm going to go with Marcus at 3 because if he's come out of the gate calling himself a host, you can never be a team player.
He was kind of, it was a slip of the tongue, but we gave him a lot of crap for it.
I'm going to go with number 2. I'm going to say that 2 is Allison and Maddie's number 1.
Okay.
Simply because Maddie's experience.
Okay.
Oh, I agree.
But after today, it's going to die.
Well, we'll see.
For the record, I would never put myself at number 1. Yeah. I have the least amount. I don't have as much experience. Clearly, I'm in the hands of people who have done this for a long time.
Yeah, but she's got the most reps. So you can't fight
that,
right?
Absolutely.
But putting you at number 4 is brutal.
Yeah, I agree.
And so as we get back to your list, when we agreed with Maddie and you that Joel's green.
Yeah, and also he has what he has is the difference between potential and kinetic comedy.
Yeah.
He has a lot of potential comedy. Yeah. He needs to know how to put it into motion and use
it
properly.
And this all comes down to why, well, and really this is, kind of wasn't that the rising tide or the tsunami that's on the way?
Right.
Is this is why Dahlia, when she kills, she kills.
Oh, absolutely.
It's because she reps this out with her
group.
Troop,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So this is all about yes and we and. We destroy each other on the nature of the program, but it's more how can we get to the next step
advancing,
of the conversation,
advancing.
Right?
And,
this is a really inside radio and what they call the talk triangle. If I ever have to hear that again, I'll blow my brains out.
I agree mostly with what Oscar says, except I put Marcus a little higher because he has an innate calmness that lets him serve as an anchor. And again, I've not heard the show, but knowing how he talks, I would think he would be serving to keep the show linear and almost on track, much like you do with me and Mike, because, we bounce around a lot and you are very focused and you are, I like to refer to you as sort of the topicality anchor when we're having a free base conversation. So that's where I get him a little higher, but I think everything else you said is on point.
Okay. So Maddie, back to you and Allison, this grudge match.
Yes.
How are you now? Allison, you just heard Maddie. You can hear that she's embarrassed and contrite, and she should be. How are you feeling about your power ranking now? Because to remind our listeners, you ranked Maddie as number 1.
Right.
I did.
And she ranked you as number 4.
This is just going to show how golden my heart is. I'm keeping Maddie at number 1.
Wow, it's nice.
May I make a programming decision, if you don't mind?
Please do.
Let's throw Joel into the, because he just, by de facto, throw him into the production room.
Okay.
And then have Maddie, and then have Allison get into the actual studio.
Okay, I think that'd be nice.
Now, Maddie, it's not my show, but it's...
Is the person in the production room, are they running board, or are they just in there?
I think Allison and I both run the board a little bit.
Well, yeah, that's definitely I'll adjust the levels and whatnot, and I'm a regular contributor. It's not just I'm the featuring Allison on board.
Two things. You should never say whatnot again, please.
Yeah, it's not a word we like.
Yeah, it's not a word we like.
As a matter of fact, it's one we hate.
And you could run the board from in here.
That's true. I could.
So there's enough mics for all 4 of you to be in here.
Mm-hmm. There are. I think we got nervous that it was going to get too crowded. And quite literally, when Josue was in here, he was in the back corner over
back
there.
Back corner. Okay. So I think.
And I would have to hear the show, but there is something to be said for if they adjust the mic in there, having a different texture on a different voice. It just gives it a little more depth to the show.
I think that's why we went with it originally, because four people in there all sounding the same.
Okay, that's fair.
Exactly.
That's valid.
Exactly.
I would have to hear it in use for it to know.
Let's do this. And, I'm going to make a program director call.
All right, very good.
You're
fired.
Yeah, let's put Maddie in the production room.
And then
now Joel and then Marcus and Allison inside the big boy studio.
Okay, and then let's have Josue not on a mic, but taking pictures.
Let's send Josue home.
Yes.
And then we've got all these people set up. Now, in all honesty, This is what happens.
Of course.
And this is especially in the inception of these programs, in the early stages. The cream rises to the top. You find out who are egomaniacs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You find out who are team players. And you find out how this works. But what's wonderful about this is that we just set you both up with a wonderful story arc for your next episode of Friends with Work.
Exactly.
We definitely did. I was thinking that the whole time. I'm like, man, this is gonna stir the pot just enough.
And remember, sometimes it's not cream that rises to the top. Sometimes it's cheese.
Allison, don't take this personal.
No, honestly, not at all.
Absolutely
take
not.
This with you. Know that we completely disagree with her. And that you're put at a disadvantage by a pony boy who does that to us all the time.
Yep.
All right?
Yeah. This was great. No, okay. This was super fun and great.
Thank you. No hard feelings. Thank you very much. She's lying. All right.
Super fun. Super great. Back after this.
Master, are you prepared to crush the Rebel Alliance?
I will be in a moment. But right now, I'm updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
Yes, of course.
What you must do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it my destiny?
Yes. Yes. We love it.
I love that that promo is still based on that stupid promo we did where we all yelled, "We love it!"
Look at this picture I just took of Maddie and Allison.
Yeah.
Maddie is...
Oh!
She's like, "I did want you as my lieutenant governor. I did want you as my lieutenant governor." And Allison's like, "I'll never be your lieutenant governor."
Well, Allison's laughing because she knows all the show prep is done for episode 4. What's not to like about that? Hey, what if razors were always half price at the store?
Well, could they be?
Well, they can if you shop with Harry's.
Nice.
That's what shopping at Harry's is like. You see, Harry's offers premium blade refills as low as $2 each. That's like 55% less than the price of a Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. Harry's doesn't inflate their blade prices or add unnecessary features to the razors like flex balls or heated handles. What they do give you is a 100% quality guarantee. So if you don't love your shave, you let them know and they're going to give you a full refund. But you will never do this. Because they have the best shaving products ever. Their blades stay sharp forever, and you can feel good about your purchase because 1% of all proceeds are set aside for nonprofit organizations devoted to helping provide access to better health care for men and veterans. So, Harry's has a special offer just for our listeners.
Our
listeners,
not
Marcus.
My.
New customers get $5 off a trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, which is clearly the best that I've ever used. It has aloe in it and a travel cover. You join the millions of guys who already have switched and go to harrys.com/TMOS to claim your offer. That's harrys.com/TMOS.
You think we just single-handedly destroyed friends?
I think what happened is we strengthened friendships.
Well, I think this happened on, and if I'm wrong, if this happened off air, I vaguely remember as a younger broadcaster, someone asking me, "Are you like power rank your fellow broadcasters?"
Right.
All
radio people, as a rule, especially back then, are broken, and that is
But this wasn't a broken task. This is more of an exercise to find out how self-aware we were about our skill set.
Okay, so it wasn't just some, "Hey, man, let's do this."
No, that's why I don't know if it was off-air, an off-air exercise.
Okay, makes sense, all right.
And then that person assessed, this is just sheer experience. That person assessed, "Okay, you're right about this, but this is where that person, so it was more to highlight where the value was."
Okay, and that is constructive.
That's constructive.
It's very constructive.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I just did to Maddie was deconstructive.
Well, you know what? It was constructive at the beginning, but yes. Then you did the old flip flop.
Well, I didn't expect.
Nobody did.
I didn't expect her to be ranked number one by Allison's list and her to have ranked Allison number 4 at the bottom of the heap.
What I love is that if we can ever get content like that, eat all my chestnuts all day. That's fine by me. We have a short break here, and I got to touch on this because we're not doing Oscar Rotsi this week. But every now and then I get a showbiz story that I've got to share. William Shatner. Please stop getting married because you're
going. Oh, he got married again?
Well, now he's getting divorced because he got married again and again.
He just got married, I thought.
This is this is one of the most amazing divorce settlement stories I've ever read.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that William Shatner and his soon-to-be ex-wife, Elizabeth, that they've just settled their divorce, so that is an ex-wife, forgive me, they have a horse ranch where they breed horses.
Oh.
Okay, this is one of the things they do.
This is not a cheap sport.
No, no, not at all. And it would be a great place to get an engagement photo taken.
Yeah.
Horses don't spit.
Alpaca.
Right. But in the settlement, in the legal papers,
okay,
it is specified that William Shatner gets to keep all of the horse semen.
Oh, well, that's actually most valuable.
I know, but yeah, you have to spell it out.
Did she give it to him?
Yeah, he got all the semen and
got
all
the studs.
Of,
that's what they're worth in money is.
And all the equipment used for breeding. He also got to keep only two of the horses. She got the bulk of the horses,
yeah,
but he got the seed.
Well, I mean, look, it's
Denny Crane.
It's like you can own the storefront, but right, if the store's gone.
Yeah, you need it. Yeah. But anyway, I don't know how often that would be specified in an actual divorce decree.
Look, I'm not.
I mean, is it in your prenup?
The only reason I know about this is I think a deeper dive into why. Do you remember the horse that got hurt in the Preakness Stakes, Barbaro?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
So there was a big to do about, you know, he gets hurt. The idea of spending the multiple millions of dollars to save him.
Right.
He ends up, unfortunately, getting an infection and passing.
Right.
But the effort was not just benevolent or like, wow, these owners are
It's definitely financial.
So it was financial because if you get to a place where they would put him in what I thought was going to be some sort of apparatus so he could breed.
Right. This is the career I originally wanted.
But that would mean you'd have to be a stud.
That's right, exactly.
That didn't work out for any one of us.
But anyway, so he gets Denny Crane gets to keep all of the horse semen. And also, here's another couple things.
This is a weird thing you do, and I love you for it.
What's that?
That we're just being constructive here. You think that saying semen is like shock jock and cool?
No, not at all.
I think it's gross.
It is gross, yes. And I think that's the reason why I was drawn to the story.
How do you feel about this?
I think it's hilarious. Keep it up.
Okay.
So also, the ex-wife she gets two horses as well, and she has visitation rights to William's horses.
Yeah.
So it's like almost like a...
Well, horses are like people, I've heard.
But she has to give notice.
Yeah. And you can't show up. He might be getting married again.
And the specificness of
which wife is this? What number? Fourth?
Gotta be. Because right? I know he lost one to an accidental drowning.
Yeah, the pool.
Mm. Anyway, this is the one that I love, the specificness of the divorce decree. Okay. It says, while she's on the ranch, when she gives notice that she's coming, she can, quote, this is from the divorce agreement, occasionally harvest fruit.
Oh. See, this is...
you can come and get the apples. Denny Crane.
This comes from a man who's been down this road before.
I mean, he knows
and
the deal.
And a divorce attorney who is on retainer.
Yes.
Because you get that specific to justify the retainer.
Fruit.
Yes.
Occasional fruit.
Look, she Denny wants Crane. To come do that, it's fine.
Also, she's allowed to visit the graves of several horses, and this is the weird one.
Yes.
She's allowed to visit the ranch because that's where the grave of her first husband is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. This is where now you fascinated me.
Okay. I thought it was a pretty good agreement.
If I married, so let's say something happens. Oh, let's say Shannon and I get divorced.
All right.
Denny
Crane.
I marry somebody, you know, whatever, for whatever reason, I fall in love again.
A lady or a man.
Who
no
knows?
Judgment.
Anything's possible.
Right.
He has a partner that he wants to bury. Let's go with the guy route. I like that. Somehow I've won the Powerball and we have land.
Okay.
If he came to me and said, hey.
You don't think you'd have enough to bury him in your current house?
No. It's got to be a Powerball situation.
Okay.
Better fold him.
Yeah, yeah. We gotta put him in a, what is it, a mausoleum. We got to build a mausoleum.
Oh, sure.
A safe space.
Yeah.
What I would say is no. You've got all of this. He can't come to.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
It seems to me that...
It's a selfish ask.
It is.
And now I know why they got divorced.
Yeah,
he should have said no from the beginning.
Yeah, and you know what? How many apples does she need anyway?
The guy living on your property after he's not living, that's a problem.
Relocate him.
Yes.
What they do in Savannah, move the grave. Don't tell anybody. You can leave the headstone. Move the grave.
If they're fairly inexpensive depending where you are.
Exactly. And by now he probably doesn't weigh very much.
They're the worst.
Hey, we have an audio vault.
Yes.
Want to do it?
Let's do it.
All right, we'll do it when we come back. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, it's Angie with an all-new Oh My Golf Show. Lights, Camera, Academy Award winner. We've got one on the show this week, and she says she's available for fashion advice, Mike. Shout out to my awesome dad for more than just living with the woman known as my mom. He's reached a major milestone. And we also talk with a young lady who's taken matters into her own hands to help anyone who's battling an illness. Subscribe today to The Oh My Gough Show on YouTube or Apple Podcasts.
Full disclosure, I'm writing Allison Krauser. You killed today. Thank you. Maddie is a monster.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Good.
Thank you. Maddie, you okay with it?
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah, okay. Loop us all in on that. Make sure Marcus sees it as well.
No. It's private.
If you listen to the most current episode of Cake and Cookies, you heard me recount the story of how I busted the seat out of my pants at Costco. I don't want to belittle it and belabor it here, but I lost a pair of jeans, okay? And it was awkward. Luckily, I was wearing one of my longer hoodies, and I was able to make the escape. Zappos to the rescue.
Ooh!
Now, here's the deal. I am not a common jean size guy because, as we've established, I'm fat. Mm. I can't just walk into a Costco. I can't just walk into a store and find jeans that I like
to fit me.
I agree
with everything you're saying. Now, just quick sidebar.
Yes.
Because I love our friends at Zappos.
Yes.
This is where I go wrong as a human being.
Okay.
And as a leader. I wrote, "You killed today, thank you." And then I wrote, "Maddie is monster."
Yes.
Like, how are you supposed to follow somebody that writes, "Maddie is monster," and then Maddie is... is a monster.
You need
right?
Grammarly.
I need Grammarly!
I like the fact that it's like getting a text from Frankenstein.
Maddie is monster! Great. This is one of our bosses.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm sure this is great. She goes, getting thrown in the snake pit was super fun. She's lying.
Yep, that's true.
Maddie got a lot of apologizing to do.
Maybe you want to take her to a Mandy Moore concert.
Mend fences.
Mandy Moore is monster.
Go ahead.
So anyway, I go to Zappos.com. I click the link on our website, go right to it.
Yes.
Put in simply my size. Not going to tell you people my size, but they give me so many options for the best jeans. Because you think Zappos, you think shoes, but they sell everything. I had new jeans on Monday, and I love them.
Oh, perfect.
So thank you, Zappos, for doing that. It's Zappos' 20th year of providing the best customer service and the best clothing to make you your best. So go to Zappos. And you support us both when you access Zappos through our website. Zappos provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You are our favorite. Zappos is the best, okay? So now, it's time to do the, I need to find the thing. Where's the thing? I got to find the thing.
Pull that door.
Oh, here we go. The audio vault for today, which is March 5th, 2020. I want to start with something positive.
Okay.
It's not like we've had any negative energy on the show today.
If you're listening to this,
we thank you.
I mean, you're welcome.
Yes.
That's what I would say.
I will say I have another enemy because Joel is now texting me. How dare you?
Oh, he should know.
Yeah, he really should.
I mean, both of you ranked him fourth.
So I can't win with anybody.
As I used to say, can't win for losing.
But Maddie... If we can peel, I guess, the third wall, wallpaper back.
What? Let's go behind the curtain.
Colloquialism, right? Colloquialism?
Okay, you're on your own now.
Okay, thank you. What I would say is the way that you answered it really set the tone in an honest manner.
Yes.
Yeah, so, points for honesty, I think.
I would say points for
nice
having the cojones to just put it all out there.
Yeah, and I encourage everybody listening to tune in to the Friends from Work podcast once it drops.
That's what I would say.
I would think that's a very valuable tool.
This is you realize how valuable the promotion is here on the show.
Yes, thank you.
And when I set you up to say the way that you answer this question says a lot about what your broadcasting, I guess, intuition would be.
Yeah.
And you said it, and you let it there. Now, I did the rest of the genius work by bringing her up here with a blind taste test. Mm. But the idea that you both were on polar opposites, it's what's going to make this show have some heat.
Exactly.
Exactly. I'm looking forward to it, and I can't wait to discuss this on our next episode.
Perfect.
Yeah, you may want to put yourself in a whole nother studio. Maybe in another building.
Separation.
Yeah.
Like Robin Quivers.
That will certainly give you a different textural sound. Positive energy. You know, it has been 1 year since Alex Trebek has been diagnosed with his stage 4 cancer, right? He posted this on social media yesterday. Tell me this isn't great.
The 1-year survival rate for stage 4 pancreatic cancer patients is 18%. I'm very happy to report I have just reached that marker. Now, I'd be lying if I said the journey had been an easy one. There were moments of great pain, days when certain bodily functions no longer functioned, and sudden massive attacks of great depression that made me wonder if it really was worth fighting on.
Mm.
But I brushed that aside quickly because that would have been a massive betrayal, a betrayal of my wife and soulmate, Jean. and it would certainly have been a betrayal of my faith in God and the millions of prayers that have been said on my behalf.
Now, I'll say this. Whether or not this comes out the way we all hope it does, when he does a statement like that, and as someone who has walked my kid through cancer, it is so great to hear. So it gives you such joy and hope, and the fact that he is so much a part of our lives for so many years, and he's allowing us to share the fact that, no, it's not easy, but yes, it can be done. God bless him. I think it's a fantastic
touching
thing.
And surreal that he's still with us, and a true blessing.
Love it. Now, on the other side of that coin, Britney Spears has a son, E-I-E-I-O. His name is Jaden. He's 13. And maybe, you know, I would think she's probably an okay mom. She's fine, right?
I would assume so.
Yeah. Don't let him get on Instagram Live. Don't do that.
Oh, no.
Especially when he talks about mom and dad. If you're Britney Spears, you want people to think you still got a career, right?
I've not heard this.
This is Jaden Spears.
Actually, I haven't seen her do.
Or it might be Jaden Federline. It's just Jaden. I don't know. Anyway, okay. He first talks about her music.
Actually, I haven't seen her doing a lot of music at all. I remember one time I asked her, "What, mom? What happened to your music?" And she was like, "I don't know, honey. I think I might just quit it." I'm like, "What? What are you saying? Like, do you know how much bank you make off of that stuff? Are we getting in trouble for doing this?"
Now he's talking about dad.
No. I mean, my dad doesn't care. I have the best dad ever. My dad's literally Jesus.
Kevin Federline is literally Jesus, and Britney says, maybe no more.
He's just rebelling.
You think?
I don't think this is an indictment on Britney Spears.
Okay.
This is an indictment on Kevin Federline.
Yes!
Because somehow he's brainwashed his son to think he's Jesus from being a backup dancer that married a pop star and then
he
got divorced.
He had it so good for like 20 minutes. Yeah.
That was it. Mm-hmm. That's all the guy did.
Yep.
And his mom, for better or worse, has a discography that is technically going to take care of him and his kids.
Oh, for the rest of their lives. Of course. Yes.
And he just doesn't get it.
No, but he has to get on that social media. His dad is literally Jesus, not figuratively Jesus.
A bank account and grounding would break that down.
I'm not going to play the clip, but I will tell you a clip that I have.
Yes.
Just briefly, just know this, that trending on some of the adult sites now is coronavirus pornography.
Wow.
How?
This is gross.
And it is usually someone in a hazmat suit going into an abandoned facility and things. So just know this. If you want coronavirus porn, it's out there. And it's enjoyed by 40% to 70% of the people.
Oh, no.
It's not really. Okay. Oh, this is good. Are you still watching David Spade? I still never miss an episode. It's the funniest.
Lights Out.
Yeah, and they've done a format flip now where his monologue is at the end of the show, which I love because that means that they can get to the hot topics within the body
right away.
The show, and then they finish out with what he calls parting shots. But highly recommended. Do look at Lights Out with David Spade. You might want to know, what are the safest states for women to live?
Okay, so a new study ranked the best and worst states to be a woman. The best state was Massachusetts, while the worst state was sleepy at Bill Cosby's house.
That is your magic audio vault.
There's a theme, people. On this Thursday, March 5th.
Yes.
Of this like underlying creepy sexuality that Rob brought to this show that I do not rubber stamp.
No.
I am not endorsing at all.
Pony's
and he does not realize he's brought.
But Pony's still on my side.
Yeah, with the Cosby joke, the semen, the bowls. Like, this is really upsetting. Now, tomorrow will be a different show.
Yes, much more lighthearted. As a matter of fact, tomorrow a great story about your mom.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That has nothing to do with what he just talked about.
Zero.
Yes.
Zed, as
but
I say.
But, again, the Friends at Work podcast coming to Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Anywhere you get your podcasts, tune in and hear them fight.
Feel the heat.
That's right. Yeah, that's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect, I would say it's perfect.
Pretty good.
Perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Please send us things. And don't forget, spend some time at MikeOMaraShow.com. It's your happy place. Thank you for listening, and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying,
Denny Craig. Ciao, ciao.
Beef.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.